And we're very happy to welcome to the show right now a great friend and one of the very best at NFL analysis from ESPN, Sal Palantonio. Sal Pal, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Vic. I really appreciate it.
Well, Sal, I know you always give a lot of thought to your subjects when you're brought on to talk about the Browns, for instance, and we've had you on before. You have some definite opinions. Unfortunately, I think when we talked before, it's not been after a win. So now that the Browns have their third victory of the season and a very big one against the Steelers, what's your perspective on this team?
Well, first of all, it looks to me like they're still fighting hard and playing hard for the head coach, Pat Shurmur. And I think that's got to be encouraging, because when you only have two wins and you're playing against the Steelers, a division rival who's in a position to make a playoff run, and you play as hard as you do from the kickoff to the final gun, and you come out with a win, that's got to be exceptionally encouraging, I think, to Joe Banner and to Jimmy Haslam. And they've got to look at this and say, okay, now maybe we reassess a little bit whether or not, you know, we're going to go in another direction, whether we're going to dismiss this coaching staff and move on. I think they've got to be encouraged by what they saw. We watched a little bit of the game at NFL Films, getting ready for the matchup show, not to look at particularly the Cleveland Browns because they don't figure in our show this week for obvious reasons, but to look at how they did against what I think is the best pass defense in the NFL, and that is the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I thought that they fought really hard on the offensive line against a very complex Steelers defense. And, you know, this is a team that I think with the right people in place long term, I think they can hold their own in division.
And you know Joe Banner quite well from being someone who's been based in Philadelphia, being around that Eagles team for the years that he was there. What are some of your observations on Joe, and what do you think he can bring to the Browns?
Extremely tough-minded businessman. One of the toughest that I've ever been around or seen. Let's put it this way. Jeffrey Lurie is not a billionaire with Joe Banner. Joe Banner came in here, and he was the brains behind the operation from start to finish, football, marketing. That stadium, Lincoln Financial Field, which is one of the most elegant, I think, in the NFL,
right,
is not built without Joe Banner. And he's got the scars to prove it. You know, he went to Harrisburg. He went to City Hall in Philadelphia. He got the money he needed from the commissioner, from Roger Goodell. You know, he sold the idea of stadium building leases in Philadelphia when, you know, we didn't have that here in Philly. And they got that stadium built, and Jeffrey Lurie's now sitting on a pile of cash because of Joe Banner. They've had an incredible run here under Andy Reid. Reid was a guy that Banner really pushed Lurie to hire after Ray Rhodes was fired.
Right.
Now, don't get me wrong. I've had my run-ins with Joe Banner now. You know, when you cover a team like I have, as closely as I have for 20 years, you've been through this, Vic. You know. you're going to have disagreements with guys. You're going to have to report things that they don't like. And I certainly have had my share of those situations with Joe Banner. But here's the thing. I have a tremendous amount of respect for him because he doesn't hold grudges, and he's very tough, and he's going to do the right thing, and he's never going to hold back. Like, he's never going to. Bottom line is, he's going to tell you the truth of what he thinks.
Right, and you do need that in an organization, especially one like the Browns that are again trying to turn it around. With regard to the
he's gonna keep it real now, yeah, Vic. He's definitely gonna keep it real, which is what you want.
You have to, yeah. And with regard to Pat Shurmur, someone he knew, of course, for all the 10 years that Pat was an assistant coach in Philadelphia, and you talk about these remaining games that with Joe Banner here and Jimmy Haslam here to assess what's going on. It seems to me that you really couldn't ask for more as a coaching staff than the fair evaluation that I think they're going to get, right? Because he not only does he have the background of him as an assistant, but he's really getting the chance to study him as a head coach and give him every opportunity to prove that he can hold on to the job. He said it's not just about one loss record. It's also demonstrating leadership, that whole connection with the team. And right now, Sal, I mean, Pat Shurmur's doing all that.
Oh, I think he's demonstrating leadership. There's no question about that. I think the win over Pittsburgh definitely is a very good illustration of that. Pat Shurmur's a leader of men. He's got a steady hand on the till. He's going to stay the course. And I think players are going to want to play for him down the road. And here's the bottom line, Vic. Whenever you're going to make a coaching change, and you know this better than anybody, you got to have a viable alternative. You
right.
can't just go out and say, I'm going to fire my head coach and go in. Okay,
yeah.
Well, who's coming in?
Right.
Who's better?
Right.
Okay, if you've got that guy, then you got to pull the trigger.
Yep.
If you don't have that guy, then you got to stay with what you got because you're going in the right direction.
Sure. He is Sal Palantonio joining us from ESPN right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The Browns force 8 turnovers against the Steelers. Not easily done against any team, least of all that one, Sal. Defensively, Dick Geron is building something very special here. When you talk about a foundation for a program to build upon and improve as much as the Browns need to do, defense is a good place to start.
I don't think so. I think quarterback is the place where you have to start in the NFL, and I think they have that in place in Cleveland. I think you can draft good defensive players who can play in your system, Vic, lower down in the rounds, and you can coach them up within your system. So I think that's actually the easier thing to figure out. I think the Browns have the hardest thing figured out if they're going to go with Brandon Whedon at the quarterback position. You got to remember who they're playing. They probably are in the toughest division in the NFL with the
right.
Steelers and the Ravens and the Bengals. And if you don't have a quarterback in that division, you're sunk.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and I think there's ample evidence that Brandon Whedon is showing his capability of doing that. I think it'd be nice to see him be a little more consistent, but there are other factors with that too, not the least of which are the young people catching the ball, them guys like Josh Gordon and Travis Benjamin being more consistent at what they do, Greg Little.
Well, of course, but look at Peyton Manning. He goes out to Denver, and you take Tim Tebow out. And you put Peyton Manning in, and all of a sudden your wide receivers are a lot better. Your quarterback makes the wide receivers better, not vice versa, in most situations. It helps to have the right components, but you got to have the quarterback first and foremost.
Sure. Now, as we look at the remainder of this schedule, at Oakland this week, then they're home against Kansas City, home against Washington, and then the final two games at Denver and at Pittsburgh. So it is a pretty tough stretch for this team, to, especially closing those two at home. How do you sort of, on the road, excuse me, how do you see this final five games playing out for this Browns team based on what you know of those opponents and what you know of the Browns right now?
Well, it's the difference between going 3-2 down the stretch or 2-3. And I think the fulcrum in the schedule is Washington. And Washington is going to be fighting for a playoff spot. Washington's going to beat New York on Monday night. And then they're going to be pretty ferociously focused on making the playoffs. So that, to me, is the key game. They can beat Oakland in Oakland. They can't beat Denver. They probably will face Roethlisberger when they play Pittsburgh again. They can beat Kansas City. The Washington game is the difference between going 3-2 and 2-3.
And you have to, since you brought that up, RG3 with the Redskins, Andrew Luck with the Colts, two of the better stories of this season. Your impressions as we get down to the final stretch here, I guess especially that Colts story, Sal, of those, you know, the impact that those two young quarterbacks have had and those teams have had.
And I've covered both of them. I saw Andrew Luck in his on his worst day when he got beat up by the Patriots pretty bad up in Foxborough 2 weeks ago. And I've seen RG3 on one of his best days. So I've got a good idea that about both of their personalities. They're both really good leaders of men on the field. They are focused on their jobs. They are determined to succeed. They don't get too high or too low. They know what they're doing on the field. I'm going to give RG3 the edge only because I just like the explosiveness of his ability on the football field. Do you know that he leads all NFL quarterbacks in touchdown passes of 25 yards or more with 9? His completion percentage on passes of 10 yards or more is 68%, Vic. 68.
Wow. Yeah, no, that's impressive.
Yeah, he had both of his parents were in the Army. He was born with a howitzer, and he is not afraid to use it.
Yeah, no, there's no question about that, along with his, you know, the rest of his skill set. The last thing here is I can't ask you about anything without having you talk about the Philadelphia situation, because that's become such a big, big story. How do you see it playing out for Andy Reid and the Eagles?
Andy Reid will get fired right after the season. Within a few days, there'll be a joint press conference with Andy Reid and the owner, Jeffrey Lurie. And the owner will thank him for his service. And Reid and Banner, of course, have been largely two biggest factors for Jeffrey Lurie's financial success. So he'll have lost Banner and lost Reid. And, by the way, got divorced from his wife all in a six-month period. That's a pretty tough thing to go through. Mm. But, you know, the owner has got to make a decision now. Vic, I think the easiest thing is to dismiss Andy Reid. The hard things are to follow after that. You got to find the right coach. You got to find a quarterback. You got to replenish a roster that is beat up pretty bad with injuries and players who haven't played up to the potential. Firing Reid's the easy part. The next three steps are going to be really tough. I think the Eagles are entering a dark territory period that's going to take 2 to 3 years to get out of.
Wow. Well, we'll stay tuned on that. Sal, thank you so much. Always enjoy your observations, and we'll talk to with you again down the line.
Okay, Vic. Thanks a lot.
All right. He is Sal Palantonio, the one and only from ESPN, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.